This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to stay alert as heavy rainfall is likely to occur in various parts of the country starting tonight. Weather expected to gradually improve from Monday. Department of Road requests people to avoid travel unless absolutely necessary. Tikka and blessings continue to be received from elders today as part of the Vijayadashami festival. And Israel military issues last chance to leave warning to hundreds of thousands of trapped Palestinians. Now the news in detail. The monsoon, which entered Nepal on 29th of May and spread across the country by the 20th of June, is expected to withdraw slightly later than usual. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, although the average monsoon withdrawal date is October 2nd, it has become active again in its final phase. Senior meteorologist Min Kumar Arial from the Weather Forecasting Division stated that while the average onset date of the monsoon is June 13th, it entered Nepal 15 days early this year and will also exit slightly later. He informed that due to the influence of monsoonal winds, local systems and a low pressure system formed over the Bay of Bengal, there will be changes in weather starting today with chances of very heavy rainfall over the next few days. Arial added that the heaviest rainfall is expected on Saturday and Sunday, while gradual improvement is likely from Monday onwards. The Department of Roads has advised travelers visiting various places during Dussehra to use the main highways for a few days. The department has suggested using the main... Please listen to this again. The Department of Roads has advised travelers visiting various places during Dussehra to use the main highways for a few days. The department has suggested using the main highway as there will be rearrangement of security personnel, including Nepal Police and Traffic Police, and road repair work will also be carried out quickly on the highways in case of blockade of roads due to landslide and flood. Department spokesperson Prabhat Kumar Jha stated that until October 6, incidents of monsoon-related disasters such as floods and landslides could increase, and preparations are underway to immediately clear the roads if highways are blocked. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has instructed security agencies to remain in a state of preparedness for potential disaster risk management and reduction. The Home Minister issued the instruction during an inspection visit to the Nepal Police Disaster Management Office in Samakhusi today. After the inspection, Home Minister Arial said that despite limited resources and lack of training, the work carried out by the Nepal Police in disaster management is praiseworthy. The National Disasters Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to avoid long-distance travel unless in an emergency for the next 4 days beginning today in 5 provinces, Koshima, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini. According to the authority spokesperson Shanti Mohat, the urge follows a weather forecast from the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicting moderate to very heavy rainfall in various districts from October 3rd to 6th. The downpour is expected due to a monsoon through shifting from the Bay of Bengal towards Nepal. The authority warned that the rainfall may trigger floods and landslides, especially in hilly and low-lying areas. Residents near river banks have been asked to remain alert and identify safer higher ground in case evacuation becomes necessary. The tradition of receiving tikka and blessings from elders continues today on the occasion of Ekadasi during the 10-day-long Dussehra festival. In various cities across the country, the number of people travelling in private vehicles to receive tikka is gradually increasing and public transportation is also operating at full capacity. In the Kathmandu Valley, only a limited number of public vehicles are operating on the roads, while major intersections are seeing heavy traffic from private vehicles. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग ले दे सह भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Stakeholders have stressed the need to begin preparations for potential disaster management. In a virtual dialogue on disaster preparedness, participants emphasized the important role of NGOs in mitigating risks, especially as forecasts predict moderate to heavy rainfall across Koshitolum Mini Province until October 6th. Home Secretary Rameshwar Dhangal outlined state efforts, including discussions, directives and traffic management on key highways. Now, sports update. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers starting October 8 in Oman. Sahab Alam, who was part of the recent UAE tour, has been left out while Sandeep Lamichani is included in the squad. The team led by Captain Rohit Kumar Poddar and Vice Captain Dipendra Singh Ari has already arrived in Oman. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel military has issued last chance to leave warning to hundreds of thousands of trapped Palestinians. According to Al Jazeera, Israel's defense minister has told the roughly quarter of a million people are still in Gaza City that if they do not leave, they will be considered terrorists or terrorist supporters. The threat has sent shockwaves throughout the populations. Rights groups said that threat amounts to collective punishment, criminalizing civilians for simply staying in their homes. Some families are still risking the dangerous journey from Gaza City to the south of the Strip, but there are others who cannot make the journey, such as people who are elderly and sick. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks in Gaza today have killed a total of 42 people, including 28 in Gaza City. One of the latest attacks killed 7 people in southern Gaza's Al-Mawasi, where many displaced people have fled to. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar has said the United States' 20-point plan to end Israel's war in Gaza is not the same as the draft proposed by a group of Arab and Muslim countries. Al Jazeera cited Dar speaking to politicians on Friday as saying he made it clear that the 20 points that President Donald Trump made public are not theirs and changes were made to their draft. His comments come after the White House on Monday released a plan with fanfare that would include a ceasefire, the return of all captives, Hamas disarmament, and a new political architecture for post-war Gaza, one that would exclude the Palestinian group. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, including Madhes province and as well as at a few places of Madhes province of the hilly and at a few places of the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Lumini and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to stay alert as heavy rainfall is likely to occur in many various places of the country starting tonight. Weather expected to gradually improve from Monday. Department of Roads requests people to avoid travel unless absolutely necessary. Tika and blessings continue to be received from elders today as part of the Vijayadashami festival. And Israel military issues last chance to leave warning to hundreds of thousands of trapped Palestinians. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.